You're listening to HuntertonChamberRadio.com, sponsored by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce. Our studios are located in the CenturyLink building at 14 Mine Street, Flemington, New Jersey. The content and views of our hosts do not necessarily reflect the views of the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce. To contact our station, call 908-782-7115 or email onair@hunterdon-chamber.org. Thank you to our sponsors and underwriters. Please remember to support them and buy Hunterdon, buy local. Visit www.hunterdonchamberradio.com for a complete listing of our programming.
In theaters January 22nd.
The price of Brent crude oil is tumbling. It's close to a 12-year low, USA's Tammy Rose reports.
Royal Dutch Shell says it estimates fourth quarter profit fell by up to 50% from a year earlier. Its shares are taking a beating after that. Bob Dudley, the chief executive of Shell's major rival, BP, says there's a lot of anxiety among oil producers.
I think the industry hasn't seen this since the mid-80s. This is truly an oversupplied situation. It is a commodity. It goes through these cycles, but this is a really brutal one. Could go on for quite a while. And any industry that sees their revenues go from, in this case, $115 a barrel to $28 a barrel, I mean, these are huge structural changes.
I'm Tammy Rose.
Coca-Cola wants you to taste the feeling and buy more of its products. Taste the Feeling is the new ad campaign for the 130-year-old company. Coke is trying to overcome sagging sales and increase health concerns over sugary drinks. Coke spends over $3 billion annually on advertising. This year, it'll spend even more. The company hopes Taste the Feeling will be the real thing this time around. Nielsen is using social media to tweak its rating system. The company announced today it's working with Facebook to include conversations on social media about TV shows. It's already working with Twitter. The new social content ratings will monitor streaming as well as television. The advertising industry complained Nielsen's information was no longer accurate because it wasn't keeping up with technological times. For breaking news, we're at westernjournalism.com. I'm Melody Burkett.
The news is sponsored by the Hunterdon Medical Center. Hunterdon Medical Center was started by families for families. Inside our circle of care, we offer coordinated care for your entire family, led by our outstanding family medicine physicians and specialists. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care. If you need a physician, call Hunterdon Medical Center's Physician Referral Service at 1-800-511-4HMC or visit us on the web at www.hunterdonhealthcare.org.
Good morning, Hunterdon. This is Big C coming to you from HuntertonChamberRadio.com at the studio offices of the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce in Flemington, New Jersey. Good morning, Hunterdon kicks off your day by providing you with local news, traffic, and weather, as well as light topics through Vitamin C, Wake Up Call, and Chamber Chat. I also have many guests focusing on Hunterdon County community, business, and education. Listen to me every weekday morning from 8 a.m. to 10 a.m. on Good Morning Hunterdon, HuntertonChamberRadio.com.
All right, welcome back to Talented People. We're having a special Parenting Matters segment today because we've got a special guest. I'm Jeannie Murphy. Colleen Kelly's in studio with me right now, co-hosting. And we're going to tell you about the weather forecast.
Looks like snow, right?
Looks like snow. Yeah, it's beginning to feel like it already.
Well, winter's here. In the Northeast, we've had a very mild winter in December.
That was wonderful.
It was. It was a little, a lot different than last year, which I think winter started in October or November, and we had snow on the ground. I remember for months, you'd just look outside and it'd just be white.
Yeah.
So, and it got, it was a long winter. So this one, it's getting cold now, mm-hmm. and we've got pretty much our first, we've had a little bit of light snow, but this will be our first major, you know, snowstorm. Are you ready for it?
No, not at all. I mean, rock salt. I don't have any groceries or anything, and I just hate going in the grocery stores under the chaos.
Yes, but I think people do that because when you feel stuck in your house, you need the comfort of food. I think that's what happens to people psychologically. So that's why everybody feels like they have to go out and get stuff, you know. It's not so much like if you have bread and milk and eggs, I think you could survive for a couple days, right?
But I hope so.
But, you know, you just want, I think, I don't know. I don't. It's just crazy because I hate it. I hate going to the grocery store when a snowstorm is coming because it's chaos.
There's
nowhere to park.
Right.
You have to wait in line. Everybody's, you know, rushing around and you feel this frenzy and you're just in there.
And you always forget like the important stuff, like the rock salt or whatever. It's gone and it's aggravating. And then you need like windshield wiper stuff. But like everybody should know that there is a snowstorm coming. And in case you didn't pick up on that.
Could you tell us a little bit about the snowstorm?
All I know is that it's going to be mostly cloudy tonight, around 22. Yep. Sunny on Thursday at the high of 34. Mostly clear on Thursday night with a low about 18. Then it starts increasing the clouds. This is where the snow comes in on Friday. It's a 90% chance of precipitation. They are not telling us how much. New snow says 2 to 4, but that's not consistent with everything else we're hearing. It's going to start mainly after 7 p.m. on Friday night with a low about 23. And then it's going to keep snowing. And according to this, it says it's going to snow until Sunday before 11 a.m. And then it kind of gets sunny out. But it's like 11 a.m. on Sunday. That's a long time to snow.
Right, all weekend, pretty much, right?
Yep, yep.
What are your plans?
To do nothing, including grocery stuff. I don't know. I'll send Brandon out around. We gotta go to our break real quick. We're gonna start with our conversation with one of our most favorite people. Her name's Nadine Savino, and she's calling in from Staten Island, talking about the GCAP, named after her son Giovanni. It's a great story, so stay with us.
Lose 20 to 40 pounds in 40 days, guaranteed. Let me repeat, lose 20 to 40 pounds in 40 days, guaranteed. This is not a crazy diet or exercise program, no drugs, hormones, or shots. You can lose 20 to 45 pounds in 40 days with Nutrimost Resonant Frequency Technology to measure 2,800 of your body's key biomarkers. Using NRF, they can find and correct the cause of your weight problem by measuring factors affecting weight gain, including metabolism, fat burning, fat storage, appetite, detoxification, and hormonal regulation. It's safe, fast, easy, and effective, and you won't walk around hungry or have cravings. It's even doctor supervised. Schedule a body composition analysis and consultation. You can be transformed in 40 days guaranteed. This is a limited time offer, so they can't wait to see you look great.
So call 888-718-7077. That's 888-718-7077. Or visit njthin.com. That's njthin.com.
All right, welcome to Talented People's Parenting Matters segment. I'm Jeannie Murphy. Colleen Kelly's here. It's already 4:09 on January 20th, and we are going to introduce you to someone very special. Nadine Savino, are you there on the line?
I am here.
Nice to have you on the call today.
Thank you for having me.
Hi, Nadine.
Hi, Colleen.
How are you?
I must tell you, I am prepared for the snowstorm. I went grocery shopping today.
Oh, you did? How was it? Was it packed?
It was crazy already.
Yeah, I'm sure. That's where I'm going to have to go after I leave here.
I agree. We'll just do it.
I'm going to go to the bar, I think.
Yeah, it's an even better idea. All right, Nadine, we want you to tell us a little bit about yourself.
I'm a mom. I'm a wife and a mom living on Staten Island. I used to be in the corporate world for many years, and when my son was born, I gladly gave that up, and I'm a stay-at-home mom.
And an inventor
and
entrepreneur.
Patent holder.
Yes, you're so much more than that.
It's very crazy to me, so I forget that part. Yes, I am a mompreneur.
And with a really great story. I mean, it's just, for us, it's fun to watch because you are so humble about it. But you're really, really smart, and your invention is just something that, you know, everybody needs every day. It's just something that universally all moms and not just moms can use. So that's why we're so excited about you and your product and your story. And
we're actually starting to see other uses for the GCAP. So other things are starting to pop up. You know, it was originally just geared toward children and toddlers, but more things are starting to appear as a good place to use it.
That's good. Well, can you tell us a little bit about you know, like start from the beginning. So you decided to leave the corporate world when your son was born, and then while you were home, you started another business, correct?
I did. I started an online business for monthly decals. They're really just photo props for the first year of a baby's life, so you could capture the moment month by month.
And I've seen that. That's a really good thing. I've seen it on Pinterest and things like that where people do that. So, and how long have you had that business?
I probably started that about 6 months after Giovanni was born. I think it was just something to do as a hobby on the side, and I wanted to also use the photo props for his pictures. So it began, and then I opened a shop on Etsy.
Which is, I love Etsy.
Mm-hmm.
Too.
Yeah,
all homemade things.
It's a great place to shop for someone to get them a really a unique gift.
Yeah. So I opened up the Etsy shop, and it's been going since then. So it's been quite some time now.
That's great. So then, how did the GCAP come about? How did this happen?
Mm-hmm. I was a shopping trip to the mall. It was a Christmas, not this past Christmas, but the one before, 2014. Giovanni was three, and we were doing some Christmas shopping. It was me, my husband, and Giovanni. And I was carrying Giovanni in one arm and packages in the other, and he wanted a snack. He actually wanted a chocolate milk, which he frequently wanted. So we stopped at the food court, and the employee handed me a bottle and a straw. And I thought, how am I going to do this? You know, it's chocolate milk is going to be everywhere. So I had to explain to him that we had to wait till we got in the car where mommy could hold it, and he could drink from the straw in the bottle.
So that led you to think about, you know, what's a better way to, were you saying, oh, I wish they, you know, could give me something with the straw?
Well, yeah, I thought that I didn't want him to have to wait, and he kept asking for it, and, I thought, well, it would be great if I could just hand it over to him, and he could hold it nicely, and I could just carry my packages and him. So as I sat in the car holding the bottle, I thought, there's got to be something that I can do with this. So the following day, I went to just the local craft store, Michael's, and I picked up some food-safe silicone, and I just started making bottle cap prototypes in my kitchen.
And then, so you came up with something that worked?
It was, there were a few, I laugh at it now because if I look back, I have a box full of them, just some of the different ones that came out. I used a couple different, I moved to different type of silicone, and just one day, it was perfect. The silicone would harden really fast, so I had to work really fast to try to make something, and then I'd look at whatever I had made and had to think ahead of time, like what needed to be changed before it hardened and I couldn't manipulate it anymore. So, I don't even know how long it was. It was quite some time. I got the perfect one.
And then what did you do?
Wait, we have to go to a break.
Sorry.
We have to go to a break, but I love it. I totally agree. I was just letting it go as long as we could there. Basically, it's already 14 minutes after the hour, 4 o'clock. This is Parenting Matters, a special edition of Talented People featuring Nadine Savino. Extraordinary story about a mompreneur. You have to stay with us to listen to what happens after she created the GCAP. And you can go online and go to the website, thegiovannicap.com. Stay with us. We'll be right back. It's a short break. Thanks for listening.
Good morning, Hunterdon. This is Big C coming to you from HunterdonChamberRadio.com at the studio offices of the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce in Flemington, New Jersey. Good morning, Hunterdon kicks off your day by providing you with local news, traffic, and weather, as well as light topics through Vitamin C, Wake Up Call, and Chamber Chat. I also have many guests focusing on Hunterdon County community, business, and education. Listen to me every weekday morning from 8 a.m. to 10 a.m. on Good Morning Hunterdon, HunterdonChamberRadio.com.
you know that 1 in 5 people are affected by mental illness? NAMI Hunterdon is the locally affiliate for NAMI, the National Alliance on Mental Illness. We are all volunteers, and all our programs are free of charge. We offer Family to Family, a 12-week course for families that have an adult member with a mental illness. Another popular program is In Our Own Voice, where individuals who are living with mental illness discuss their challenges and their progress in overcoming those challenges. Another course we offer is Basics, a 6-week course for families with a child or an adolescent who has experienced mental illness. We also have a monthly support group for families on the third Thursday of every month. Please call NAMI Hunterdon at 908-284-0500 for more information about any of our programs or to join. NAMI Hunterdon, the voice for mental health in Hunterdon County.
This is Jeannie Aversa, CRPC, financial advisor at Patton Hiding Associates. Do you have questions about your retirement? Like, will your money last throughout your lifetime? Will you have enough to live the life you want? And when will you be able to retire? If so, you're not alone. As a financial advisory practice of Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., Patton Hiding Associates can help you find the answers with the exclusive Confident Retirement Approach. We'll work with you one-to-one to understand your goals and discuss the 4 key areas of retirement, including covering your essentials, lifestyle, protection, and legacy needs. From there, we'll work together to develop a retirement roadmap with clear steps you can take to help you retire on your terms. Call Patton Hiding Associates today at 908-713-6600. Office is located at 1318 Route 31 North, Annandale, New Jersey. The Confident Retirement Approach is not a guarantee of future financial results. Investment advisory products and services are made available through Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., a registered investment advisor.
All right, welcome back to the show. I'm Jeannie Murphy. Colleen Kelly's here. We're talking to our guest calling in from Staten Island, Nadine Savino. Hi, Nadine.
Hi.
So you were telling Colleen and I about your story about the GCAP, and people want to go to the website. It's the G is in Giovanni GCAP.com. And you go ahead, Colleen, wanted to go on from the point that we were at last before the break.
Well, Nadine was telling us how she came up with the GCAP and, you know, where it stemmed from, because she had a toddler who wanted to have a chocolate milk, and they give you the straw and the milk, and we all have been there. We've all had spills, and she just found a better way with a cap that's stretchable to put over the bottle, and it doesn't leak. So you put your straw in, and if it spills over, it's good. It's like what every parent needs.
For everything. A universal fitting on a single-size container.
Now, is it true, Nadine, it does fit on several different bottles, right? Not just one.
Yes. There are only certain size bottles that are used, which I've now found out because I was never an expert in bottling. But bottle caps, there's only a certain amount of them. There's not, you know, they all stick to a certain size. Millimeter or diameter or whatever. So once it fits a few of those sizes, it's going to fit all of the sizes. So any single serving beverage, it will stretch over.
And then, so you can reuse it, right?
And it's reusable, and it's dishwasher safe, and it's made of a thermoplastic elastomer, which is similar to a silicone material. It's very durable. It's stretchy, it's very durable, it withstands the temperature in the dishwasher, so it'll last for quite some time.
Well, so you found this perfect prototype, and then what's your process after doing that? Like, what did you do from that point? Where did you go to market your product?
To get the patent.
The first thing I didn't even know, is this really something I should patent? Is, you know, is this just silly? Is it only something that I need? At the time, I had no idea, but I thought, you know, we'll patent it. I patented it on the preliminary patent went out in St. Patrick's Day last year.
Was it hard? Like, tell people out there who are terrified of the idea of going and even trying, like, how it was for you.
No, I actually think the whole process of it was just so exciting, step by step. I hit some obstacles along the way, but nothing that was going to stop me from seeing it through. You know, once I had the idea, and it was like one thing led to another, and it was exciting, so you wanted to move on to the next step. So once the prototype was in place, I knew that I needed to file a patent for it. So I moved forward with that. I just used LegalZoom for the first one just to secure it.
Mm-hmm. That's great. I love that. We agree. I mean, we use it in our company all the time too. What about what was the consensus of your friends and family? Like, were they all behind you and giving you support, or were they saying, "What are you, crazy?" or what?
You know, I don't know. You know, my husband, he's been very supportive through the whole thing. But I didn't know in the beginning if he was like, "Yeah, okay. You know, it looks okay." But he was always very supportive, and, you know, to keep trying at it until, you know, I had something to work with. My sister was also very supportive throughout the whole thing. And she, you know, as you know, got me in contact with both of you.
Yeah, we love her.
Yeah, and we love Doreen. So that is just that's so exciting. Okay, so like you said, Colleen, she just found a better way. Mm-hmm. A simple item that everybody uses every day. Made it better. Went ahead and got the patent. And like you said, once you knew you were going to stay on your mission, nothing was going to change that. So then what happened?
Then I had to research. I knew I needed something called a CAD, which at the time I had no idea what a CAD was. It's an illustration that an engineer makes, and then they can send it for manufacturing. It's universal. Apparently you could send it anywhere, and they know how to read it. So I looked just online endlessly and talked to a lot of people, and I found this great company in the Midwest, and they worked very closely to make it look perfect. You know, my prototype was pretty ugly. It didn't have perfect size, and it's definitely nothing that you would want to put on the market, and they just smoothed everything out and made it come to life, really.
Wow. So what kind of initial funding? Did you have funding, you know, or did you...
My husband.
Yeah, well, hey, good for your husband.
Yeah, good for you.
Yeah.
You have a husband with some funding to give away.
Right. So yeah. Did you have... did you know what your costs would be to get this,
I have no idea.
Market?
No, it was really just step by step and just, you know, every day figuring out what we needed to do and what was more important than the next.
Right. Marketing too. Like, how'd your logo is so cute. How did you, mm-hmm. you know, come up with that? Did you do that or did you have someone do that for you?
Yeah, I worked on the logo and I used just some fonts and things like that. And then I sent it to someone again to polish it up, make it look more, professional.
Right.
It really is amazing when you tell the story about how it was the whole entire thing from, you know, needing it and finding it and, you know, going to Michael's and trying to make something to actually having it out with a Kickstarter campaign and everything else that happened to you in the recent quarter. It just wasn't that much time. That's why it's such a great story. And so share with us a little bit about you testing out the market and using Kickstarter.
Oh, yeah. So I wasn't sure if I was even going to use Kickstarter, but because we didn't need a whole lot of funding. Of course, anything helps, but I didn't want to be really greedy and ask for this huge amount of money if it wasn't something, you know, that we could handle ourselves. So we really launched the crowdfunding campaign just as a test market to see what people's reaction would be to it, and it was fantastic.
Well, that is just the greatest thing when you get feedback like that. And you know, and so with the Kickstarter campaign, if people don't know about it, crowdfunding, you know, you can have different amounts, right, where people can back you,
yeah,
and back your product.
Amount for what you feel you need to bring the product to market.
Mm-hmm.
Well, you know, what I think is interesting, too, is that, you know, when you were talking about, you know, how you would create kind of like the logo and then you'd send it to a professional to polish it up the same way you did with the images and stuff. I picture when you were talking about that company in the Midwest that it was like stick people or something. And then all of a sudden you have the patentable submissions and so on. When it comes to the Kickstarter campaign, you know, it's people can either do it really right or they could do it really wrong. And even your Kickstarter campaign was like A+. Like, you got the video.
Your video was
you
done
paid
very
for
well.
Professional people to be involved with the acting and so on, where, you know, you could people try so hard, and I'm not knocking it. I just think that it's so cool to explain. You know, you're going out to people, and you're kind of like you said, in your purpose, which we had very, very rarely ever heard of, was someone with all the Kickstarter campaigns we work with, or someone who is just saying, you know, look, I'd like the money, and I don't want to be greedy, but I really just want to get some feedback from the, you know, from the non-family members, totally out of the box, you know, consumers, would they like this or not? So you asked for like $1,000 on the front run, right?
Yeah, we thought we might need some additional money for the tooling cost when it went to manufacturing. So that was the amount to cover that. Our last minute, you know, it was going to be $1,000. So we thought, well, let's just ask for that and see where it goes.
And that is nothing to ask for. And tell everybody what happened.
It was reached and over that in 6 days.
Isn't that great?
Yeah, and didn't you have like 35 supporters within a couple days?
Yeah, it was amazing. And it was exciting to see as they came in and then comments about what a great idea it was. And so it was super exciting every day of it.
Yeah, and wait till you get back from this break because the story gets even better.
Yeah.
So we're going to our Parenting Matters Talented People break. It's 4:27 on January 20th. We'll be right back. Stay with us. It's news, weather, and we're talking to Nadine Savino about her award-winning product, the GCAP, featured on Good Morning America just recently. We'll be right back.
USA Radio News with Melody Burkett.
They were trying to do everything they could to keep him alive, at least until the family got there.
Ben Carson is remembering Brayden Joplin, the volunteer campaign staffer who died yesterday when the van he was riding in crashed in Iowa.
He was so incredibly compassionate. He cared about how other people felt. He would really go out of his way to make sure that everybody was feeling okay. And I just think if everybody acted like him, we'd have a lot fewer problems in our country.
The GOP presidential candidate told Fox News the 25-year-old Joplin was one of several people in a van that hit a patch of ice and flipped yesterday before being hit by another car. Carson says he flew Joplin's parents from Texas to the hospital in Omaha, Nebraska, but they arrived there about an hour after he passed away. Three other people working for the campaign were also sent to the hospital but later released. Carson has halted campaign events until Thursday. This is USA Radio News.
Wow, the holiday season flew by again. Just like that, it's 2016. Why not make this new year the new you year by pledging to take care of yourself, starting with your hair, and help from Ovation Cell Therapy. Ovation Cell Therapy is guaranteed to help repair dry, brittle, damaged hair by nourishing the scalp and hair with proteins, vitamins, and natural plant extracts, delivering thicker, stronger, longer, and healthier looking hair without harsh, toxic ingredients. If you're seeing more and more broken hair strands in your brush or around the sink, and you'd like your hair to get stronger and resist breakage, look and feel thicker, all the while getting longer and healthier looking, then go right now to OvationHair.com and learn how Ovation can work for you.
Hi, it's Angie Austin with Daybreak USA. Ovation's Valentine gift set is now available, and you'll save over 50% off retail. But you need to hurry to OvationHair.com. Remember to choose Angie Austin Daybreak USA for your new customer discount. OvationHair.com.
Welcome back to the show. It's Talented People, Parenting Matters with Jeannie and Colleen. We just want to give you a quick update. It's going to start snowing on Friday, somewhere after 7 p.m., and it's going to be chilly, and it's not going to stop, they say, until about 11 a.m. at the minimum on Sunday. And so that's really all we know. We're wishing you the best. We want to get back to our story with Nadine. So, yeah. Nadine, are you there? All right, great. Thanks so much for waiting through that commercial break. And all of you guys listening, thanks so much for hanging with us. So you were talking about how you got to the Kickstarter campaign and then you put it out there. And within a week, you even overachieved your numbers, correct?
I did.
And that to me, that's just like the most truthful kind of survey feedback that could ever be, because you didn't know the people. You didn't have to ask them for anything. You just put it out there, explain what it was, and let these people that you don't even know come in and say, this is a good idea.
And it is.
And I really, oh God, it is. It's so great. But it's like, just, you know, to get that kind of feedback where that people are saying without, you know, anything else that it's a great idea is the best. Because a lot of times people do just hear a lot of feedback from their friends and family and then they get involved and it's not really as, you know, outside, you know, what do you call it? Independent, I would say. So then what happened?
Well, the Kickstarter took off and I got noticed that I won the Santa Choice Award, which I was super excited about, and I shared with my entire Kickstarter backers.
Oh, that's so great. Congratulations.
Thank you so much. And then it was, I want to say, maybe a week, if that, I had received a call from ABC.
Isn't that amazing? So basically, I know from the Santa Choice Awards that you were just getting your product in, right? It was just coming up from the manufacturer, from wherever.
Yeah.
So it just came in, and it was, and in the Santa Choice Awards, it goes out to reviewers. So these are same thing, independent reviewers that come in, test the product out, and then come back and say, this is a great product. And then you got a call from ABC.
I actually received an email from them very late the night before, and I didn't think it was real. I'm like, this can't be real. It said ABC News on it and the Good Morning America, and she wanted to feature me with, they didn't tell me at the time who they were featuring me with, but they wanted to do a segment, and she couldn't give me a whole lot of information, but wanted me to create a pitch for her to show her the producer. So the next morning, I got up early, and I gave her a pitch in my pajamas and sent it over to her because it had to be done by a certain time, and I was traveling out.
Was this a video pitch?
It was a video pitch. She said, just do it on your phone, but I need it just for me. So I pitched her, and then I had to head off to Princeton.
To do television, right?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And then she called me in the car.
Oh, my gosh. What did you do?
Crazy.
Oh, I drove off the road. No, I pulled over. And I was so excited. I couldn't even believe it. And she said that we'd like you to join us on Good Morning America for a segment, which she still couldn't really tell me a lot about, but that it would be in a few days, and if I could do it. And I thought, of course I could do it.
Oh, my goodness.
Just like that's a dream, a lifetime dream to get that kind of phone call.
Right.
Yeah, it was crazy. It didn't seem real. It's still, to this day, nothing really seems real.
Yeah, no, you were not kidding. So then tell everybody what happened from there, because then it gets better and better.
Yeah.
Well, they told me about the segment, and it was about female inventors. And the segment was with Joy Mangano, the Home Shopping Network Miracle Mop inventor.
And the inspiration for the movie Joy, out in theaters now.
Yes, and it released on Christmas Day. So this was it was like a week before that. But, you know, they were giving us little bits and pieces, and she gave me, you know, the information about her and the whole thing was going to cover, and it was just so exciting, every moment of it. And then I found myself in ABC Studios.
Wow. Did you get to go to the green room?
I did. I sat in the green room.
Was there anybody else in there?
There were a lot of people. I was a little nervous at the time, so I don't know if I really, you know, got the full experience of it, being as nervous as I was to go on TV.
So when you got there and you were in the studios in the green room, and did they guide you? Did you have a producer come up and help you and guide you? And
yeah, the producer came up and introduced us, and then they sent us for hair and makeup. So I felt like a movie star.
Mm-hmm.
And then back to the green room, and we had to pitch a couple times to them. So you know, it was taped, a taped segment. It wasn't live. So they were going to tape it, but they, you know, it's taped and it's done just once. That's it. There's no retakes. So we did some pitch practices, and then we went down to for them to film it.
That's exciting. So you say we. There was another person in the segment, right?
Yes, there was one other girl.
And she was a woman inventor also.
She was as well.
Right.
Yeah.
And then what happened? Just we know, but.
And then we were told that whoever we would both pitch, and then one of us would win a plastic statue.
That's what they told you?
That is so funny.
Wow.
I thought it was, she said it's a silly thing that we do, but, you know, we like to do it. And I thought, oh, that would be the best plastic statue I ever have in my entire life. So we get down there and we meet Joy, and they were all just so wonderful at ABC, and Joy was wonderful, and they do the segment, and at the very end, they tell us that they're giving us each $10,000.
Oh, my God.
That is just so cool. Like, especially, I didn't know about the part about the plastic thing, so that makes me laugh, too, because it probably just calmed you down so much more, because it was, you know, oh, it's just going to be that. Like you said, it'd be the favorite thing you have, but it wasn't, like, overwhelming.
Yeah, well, yeah, it was, and I think that the us being surprised, me and the other inventor being so surprised, I mean, we were near tears, jumping up and down. And
well, you have to, you know, the segment is out there. It's on, you can find it online, and it's on the Jeannie Murphy PR website and the Mariah Media website. And you have it on your site on the GCAP?
I do.
Oh, good. So, you know, you can go to the GCAP.com and see this, you know, you getting that check. It's such a real honest moment, like you say, when you were jumping up and down, and when I was watching it, I was like, oh my gosh, that's so great.
And you delivered your pitch so concisely.
That's what she said.
Yeah. It was crazy perfect.
We were told, keep it, get right to it. Don't,
Right. And what did Joy say to you? Because it's important. She said that you have, you know, your product meets a need that, you know, that right. It solves a problem, which is so true. And it's just, it's a simple little thing that is like, is one of those things that you say, oh boy, I wish I thought of that, you know?
Absolutely.
That's
God,
what people
yeah.
are going to be saying.
That's what I'm saying now. Yeah, we could just see it though. Honestly, it's going to be something that's right there on the end caps. That's what I think is going to happen. It's going to have its own little display thing right where everybody walks in. You could picture how many types of Coca-Cola, vitamin water they have, thousands of different types in a 7-Eleven or whatever, hundreds, all right? But then all of the cap would fit on all of those.
Right.
And I mean, there's just so many reasons to have them for all ages.
Well, and not, you know, we talk about the kids and how with toddlers you could just see, you know, everybody knows,
right?
That's what, but think about, you know, when you're in education, like in classrooms where there's computers and you know, like
radio stations.
Yeah.
Just spilled enough coffee on our computer.
Because right now my laptop, the bottom keys don't work because my daughter spilled her soda on
that's
them.
So true. That's
so everywhere true. I go, I have to bring a keyboard to plug in because you know, that's what happened. So that could have solved it. I know. I could have used that GCAP a while ago.
That's a really good idea, by the way.
Mm-hmm.
So then tell us about, okay, so then, all right, so here you get invited to be on Good Morning America. You meet Joy. You get told you're getting a $10,000 check. You what was it like when you were walking out the door? Was your husband with you?
Did you carry out that big giant check that they gave you?
I kept that. I've never had a lottery check before. I should have kept it, but everything was so exciting and it was so new, and they took it before I could even walk out with it. But it's funny because when I walked out of the studio, some random person was watching through the glass, and he stopped me and he's like, did you just win $10,000?
Oh my gosh.
Like, I did just win $10,000. I don't know how, this can't be real.
Were you by yourself?
I was by myself because my husband and my son had come over into the green room, and my son was jumping like all over me, and I was feeling very distracted, so I made them both leave.
So when did you find your husband? Because if it was taped, he didn't know about it till you told him, right?
I did, yeah. I had called him on the phone when I left the studio, and we had stayed at a hotel right across the street from the studio, and I waited to tell him till in person because I wanted to see his face.
And what did he do?
What was his face like?
He was pretty shocked. He had a big grin on his face. Wow.
Yeah.
That has got to be, like, I mean, the kick butt of all, like, awesome
especially
things.
Because you say that he was so supportive and he did help you, you know, he so did finance this with from the beginning.
And just, like, the amount of, the enormous amount of credibility that says is just such a great story.
From Joy.
Yeah, Joy and Good Morning America, ABC, producers who read something and say, this is worthwhile, let's have her in, and then basically have her in, and then it just keeps going from there.
Well, I do believe the producers wouldn't have seen anything if it wasn't for you and Colleen.
Aww.
Well, that's why nice we're with you the whole way. We can see the vision of where this is going, and like Jeannie said, I can just see it on the end caps, and it's just something that... We know you are going to be, you know,
it's just so
successful.
Much fun, and because honestly, you know what, Nadine, it's about your personality. You know what I mean? Like, I think everybody out there listening right now is just, you're not acting. You didn't change. You're telling your story. It's the same story. It's like the day that you decided to go to Michael's. It's like matter-of-factly. It's like, oh, my God. And the fun part about it is it's just, you know, people are in the dark. You know, like, it's a dark time out there, and we are just sitting at the sideline here, like watching a Knicks game or something. And Colleen and I are just going, woohoo, you know, and we just want to share with everybody because it really is inspiring. We love mompreneurs. We love people who do things, if it's a mom or a dad or a guy or whatever. But we just have a feeling that, you know, you must be just so rewarding for you. So, I mean, I love the thought of seeing your husband's face, and just because I love the fact that it's just so cool to be able to have that happen to you. What about, how does it feel for you? And what about the future? What do you think is going to, what are you doing?
Well, it's, you know, for me, it's still not real. You know, I think that it came from the day that I was using silicone on my kitchen cabinet countertop trying to make these caps, to now, and everything that has transpired from it. It's still, I have to pinch myself to see that it's, you know, it's real. And people really like it, and it's useful. As far as going forward, we, you know, marketing really seems to be harder than inventing. So, you know, it's a whole new area for me. I have no experience in marketing, so it's the next.
It's funny because we were just saying how good you are.
That's
at
right.
It.
Just on the break, we just said you're just a complete natural person, because if you look at your website again and your messaging and your video, explain the video, Colleen, because
I was telling her how it's just perfect the way you have the video on the bottom with no more spills. And it's just a, you know, it's almost like a, what is it? A 30-second video that shows the spill. And
Giovanni's
then
sitting there just like a normal kid in
look
the high chair. Yeah.
So cute.
Oops. And then it's like, just explains what it is. But like, to all, everything that you've put out there, again, that we've seen, and that, you know, it's thought out, and it's the more basic, the more understandable. And yeah,
we think you're very, very
special.
And really good at marketing, and entrepreneur. That's exactly what you need to be, the way you do it. Your messaging is so important to get what your product does. Like you say, your pitch has to be concise. That's what you do, and it's a great product. It really, really is something that everybody could use. Yeah.
We're going to run to our break real quick. It's already 4:43, and we'll be right back. Nadine Savino is our guest, calling in from Staten Island on her award-winning GCAP that was just featured on Good Morning America, and she was a recipient of a $10,000 check by Joy Mangano, the Home Shopping Network maven. We'll be right back.
Hi, I'm Joe Peters of Weikert Realtors. Buying or selling a property can be one of the most expensive undertakings you face in your lifetime, and selecting the right realtor to help you through this process can dramatically affect your success or your failure. I have personally helped hundreds of buyers and sellers through this process in achieving their dreams and goals in 100 in Somerset County areas over the past 10 years. I believe that this experience should be a smooth, seamless one for you and not a roller coaster ride. But the best judgment as to whether or not I deliver this to my customers is their reactions in their own words.
One of the things we liked about Joe was that he would return calls within minutes if he wasn't able to pick up.
You know, Joe guided us through the process of selling our home and made a complicated transaction appear seamless.
How do I accomplish this? By approaching every transaction from a business perspective. Initially, I try to fully understand your goals and dreams and make them my own. Then I go out and take the mass amounts of data that we have and distill them down to a few understandable action points to be considered. Finally, I control the entire process through technologies to ensure that we're not going to hit any speed bumps along the way. The end result to you is a smooth, rewarding customer experience. Let me show you how to take my level of professional expertise and put it to work for you in achieving your real estate goals and dreams. I can be reached at 908-238-0118. Thanks for your time.
Hey, this is Big C of Good Morning Hunterdon on HuntingChamberRadio.com. Like what you hear on Hunterdon Chamber Radio? Now you can take it with you. Download our Hunterdon Chamber Radio app from iTunes and Google Play Store now. get schedules, station information, listen live, or to the latest podcasts. Everything in the palm of your hand or in your car during your commute. Get the 100inchamberradio.com app today.
Hi, this is Ruth Ann Disatel, celebrant officiant with Celebration of a Lifetime. When people ask me why I joined the chamber, it's because I want to get to know you and what you're all about. And I want you to get to know me and what I'm all about. And together, I'd like to celebrate what we can do for Hunterdon County.
Hunterdon Chamber of Commerce, building business, one business at a time.
All right, welcome back to Parenting Matters, the special segment of Talented People where we like to call out inventors and products and people who are just standing out that also have application in the parenting world. Our Nadine Savino, who's calling in from Staten Island today, is a mompreneur. She, if you heard the story, I mean, it's just incredible. She created a product after finding a need for it, like Aline said, and making a better solution for just a universal fitting straw slash, you know, piece of like kind of like a cap, and you put a straw on it and no spills. And then basically went from that to getting a patent, doing a Kickstarter campaign that was wildly successful, giving her feedback independently from those who are not just friends and family, and then turning around and going on Good Morning America and getting an award of $10,000 for her idea to keep it moving forward. And now she's at the point where she's telling us about the story. And Nadine, we wanted to find out a little bit about some of the experiences. Like you said, you know, marketing, we think you're really great at it. But what are some of the other challenges that you found along the way? And what's next?
Challenges with regards to developing it?
Just anything along the way. I mean, it seems like just such a wonderful story. But we wanted to share some insights from you to people out there who may be like thinking of doing something who haven't done it yet.
On it. I mean, I'm sure at the time it was, you know, can we move forward with it? I think materials, finding the perfect material was a long process.
Well, you have to have material. You have to make sure, because, you know, your product is geared towards children, so right. There's got to be standards in place, right?
Right, non-toxic, food safe, meeting FDA requirements, not being free from BPA, PVCs, phthalates, all of that.
Right.
Finding the actual material, I think, was one of the biggest challenges. And
did you get help on that? Like, how did you just find where to go? And
I just researched in the middle of the night. Wow. I would do research and read about all these different elastomers and silicone. I really thought silicone was going to be it because most kids' products are made from silicone, but this thermoplastic elastomer has even better qualities. For my purposes.
Wow. So, like Jeannie says, you know, this is, she calls it a Cinderella story, which I, you know, it's so true. Like, you came up with this idea, and you went and worked on it. You created something, then you went and perfected it, and then you started to market it, and now it's out there, and, you know, people are learning about it, and, It's very inspirational.
It's totally.
Do you know what I mean? Because there's so many people that say, "Oh, I have a really good idea," and then that's where it ends, and with their idea, where you actually took your idea and saw it through fruition, and now you have a product out there that's, you know, something that everybody would, you know, wants. And it's really, what's the price point? I mean, like, you know, what does it cost?
It retails at $6.
Right. So, you know, and it's. And it's washable, so it's something that you can use all the time. It's not like a one-time thing. It's great. I think it's great.
I do, too.
I think it's great,
too. Yeah, good. So if you were going to give someone advice, like there's other people like I'm talking about that have this idea, what would you, you know, what advice would you give somebody that says, oh, I have a really great idea? What would you tell them?
There were times where I thought, is this just a great idea to me? But I really felt that it was, so I just kept going with it. You know, maybe it wasn't going to be that great for everybody else, but for me, it was something I wanted to do. So I just continued with it, and it grew into something just so wonderful.
Right.
So I would say don't give up on it. If you really have a passion for it and feel as though this is something,
yeah.
Do it.
Well, we're excited to see where your story keeps going and your product in the GCAP, you know, is going to be made a universal.
Into the retailing world.
Yes. And we're, are you headed to Toy Fair?
I am headed to Toy Fair.
Good.
This is going to be huge for you, too. It's just like so many opportunities. Right now, February, what is it, 13th through the 16th at the Javits Center.
Right.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
And tons and tons of people that all will find your product to be something that they're going to be thinking is top of mind.
Right.
It's hard to leave that kind of show without, you know, a lot of different competition. But there, you, that's the other part about your story. It's so interesting is that you have a totally different type of product and you're bringing it into marketplaces that are used to their standard toys, games, whatever, you know, you could bring something in, even all the bookstores, you could just picture it.
Mm-hmm.
So, well, we are going to see you tomorrow night in person. Is that right?
Yes. Yeah. Yep.
So right. We're going to be having you on our Jersey Talk radio program that's going to stream from 6 to 7 p.m. And we'll put out a Twitter. What's your Twitter handle?
I think it's the GCAP one, right?
Yes, the GCAP one.
Yep. Okay. Well, Nadine, was there anything else you wanted to say to everybody out there?
No, that's it. Thank you so much for having me.
All right. We wish you all the best. We're looking forward to seeing you tomorrow. And thanks again for coming on the show. Good luck.
Thank you.
All right. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
So that was our Cinderella story. Our girl, Nadine Savino. We're so proud of her. She's just doing it. She's just amazing. Colleen, what do you think?
I think, it's an exciting, she's been an exciting client of ours because things did happen so fast for her. And when she got that check, it all just, you know, it is going to come together. And I do see her on the Home Shopping Network.
Absolutely. You know, my God. And I love the way that she didn't know that it was just going to be like, she did not know that there was going to be a cash award like they say on the Christmas story.
Right. And that's what
a cash award. Nothing like cash.
Woohoo
is right. Yeah. And she is just adorable. So it is fun to watch. And we want you to know if you're out there and you want to meet her, or you want to have her speak to your group or talk about her product, or, you know, you want to get some insight, or if you're a retailer, or if you have a store, or if you sell products, if you're a gym and you don't want stuff spilled all over, you know, you can buy these things. The GCAP is available for sales to, you know, consumers and retailers, all the same. So we're putting out our plug for her because we just tell you that it is, if you're selling stuff and you don't have it now, you're going to wish that you were ahead of the game. So I'm Janie Murphy. It's 4:53 and January 20th, and we're going to go to our news and weather, and then we're going to thank you for listening and hope you make it through the snowstorm safe and sound, and we'll be back again next week. Thanks, Colleen.
Thank you.
All right, you guys, thanks again for listening in and have a great week.
The news is sponsored by the Hunterdon Medical Center. Hunterdon Medical Center was started by families for families. Inside our circle of care, we offer coordinated care for your entire family, led by our outstanding family medicine physicians and specialists. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care. If you need a physician, call Hunterdon Medical Center's Physician Referral Service at 1-800-511-4HMC or visit us on the web at www.hunterdonhealthcare.org.
USA Radio News with Melody Marquette.
They were trying to do everything they could to keep him alive, at least until the family got there.
Ben Carson is remembering Brayden Joplin, the volunteer campaign staffer who died yesterday when the van he was riding in crashed in Iowa.
He was so incredibly compassionate. He cared about how other people felt. He would really go out of his way to make sure that everybody was feeling okay. And I just think if everybody acted like him, we'd have a lot fewer problems in our country.
The GOP presidential candidate told Fox News the 25-year-old Joplin was one of several people in a van that hit a patch of ice and flipped yesterday.
yesterday before being hit by another car. Carson says he flew Joplin's parents from Texas to the hospital in Omaha, Nebraska, but they arrived there about an hour after he passed away. Three other people working for the campaign were also sent to the hospital, but later released. Carson has halted campaign events until Thursday. This is USA Radio News.
Wow, the holiday season flew by again. Just like that, it's 2016. Why not make this new year the new you year by pledging to take care of yourself, starting with your hair and help from Ovation Cell Therapy. Ovation Cell Therapy is guaranteed to help repair dry, brittle, damaged hair by nourishing the scalp and hair with proteins, vitamins, and natural plant extracts, delivering thicker, stronger, longer, and healthier looking hair without harsh, toxic ingredients. If you're seeing more and more broken hair strands in your brush or around the sink and you'd like your hair to get stronger and resist breakage, look and feel thicker, all the while getting longer and healthier looking, then go right now to OvationHair.com and learn how Ovation can work for you.
Hi, it's Angie Austin with Daybreak USA. Ovation's Valentine gift set is now available, and you'll save over 50% off retail. But you need to hurry to OvationHair.com. Remember to choose Angie Austin Daybreak USA for your new customer discount. OvationHair.com.
You're listening to HuntertonChamberRadio.com, sponsored by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce. Our studios are located in the CenturyLink building at 14 Mine Street, Flemington, New Jersey. The content and views of our hosts do not necessarily reflect the views of the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce. To contact our station, call 908-782-7115 or email onair@hunterdon-chamber.org. Thank you to our sponsors and underwriters. Please remember to support them and buy Hunterdon, buy local. Visit www.hunterdonchamberradio.com for a complete listing of our programming.
Out of lead leaching into the water exceeded safe amounts. The DEQ, the Department of Health and Human Services, former Flint Emergency Managers Darnell Early and Jerry Ambrose, and Genesee County are also defendants. Sarah Palin is not the only one in her family back in the news. Her son is facing domestic violence charges. Police say Track Palin was arrested Monday night when officers responded to a domestic disturbance. He was in possession of a firearm while intoxicated. This is USA Radio News.
Please stand by while we try to reconnect.
You're listening to HuntertonChamberRadio.com, sponsored by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce. Our studios are located in the CenturyLink building at 14 Mine Street, Flemington, New Jersey. The content and views of our hosts do not necessarily reflect the views of the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce. To contact our station, call 908-782-7115 or email onair@hunterdon-chamber.org. Thank you to our sponsors and underwriters. Please remember to support them and buy Hunterdon, buy local. Visit www.hunterdonchamberradio.com for a complete listing of our programming.
Every day she takes a morning bath, she wets her hair, wraps a towel around her as she's heading for the bed.
You're listening to HuntertonChamberRadio.com, sponsored by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce. Our studios are located in the CenturyLink building at 14 Mine Street, Flemington, New Jersey. The content and views of our hosts do not necessarily reflect the views of the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce. To contact our station, call 908-782-7115 or email onair@hunterdon-chamber.org.